Last time. Oh, I'm telling you, late.
Late in the midnight hour.
God's
gonna turn it around.
It's gonna work.
It's gonna work in your favor.
Clap your hands and bless God in this room today. Hallelujah. Are you happy? You really happy? Listen, we're considering all of those now that need prayer at this hour, okay? Because someone somewhere right now needs a boost and they need a prayer. We made it through. And we're considering everything now. I want to thank everyone who brought someone today and you invited someone to come and to share. And what we're going to do, we're going to continue. Let me let this be known. We're going to continue to exercise our social distancing and cover up. We're not interested in whether you're vaccinated or not. That is not the concern. But what we're doing is we are concerned about life, and we do the courtesy to one another. Amen. So as you use all of the seating that's available and you have, that's good. I want to welcome all of you that are here this morning. Amen. But now for those that are not here, we're going to be praying for them. And at this hour, we're going to lift in prayer all of those that are in need of prayer, those that have requested prayer in our media stream. Sister Tracy Ross is there with you, and you're putting in your prayer request to her, and the hosts are there. Put your prayer request in. Call. We want to call your name. We want your name called before the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. At this hour, as we're getting ready for prayer, Lord, hallelujah. I need thee, oh, I need thee every hour. I need thee, oh, bless me now, my Savior. I've come to bless the Lord. Oh, my soul and all that is within me, bless his holy name. He has done great things. He has done great things. He has done great things. Bless his holy name. Cause can't nobody do me like Jesus. Can't nobody do me like the Lord. Can't nobody do me like Jesus. Because he's my friend. We're getting ready to call heaven. He picked me up, turned me around. He picked me up and turned me around. He picked me up and turned me around. And he's my friend. Eternal God, we thank you today for most of all you being God, and we know that without you being God and without you being our Savior, we are as ships without sails. So God, we reverence you this morning, for truly you are holy God. And now God, you who revealed yourself to mankind based on John's recording, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was God, and the Word was with God, and that Word, the Logos, was made flesh. Now God, that brings us to understand this morning that in our creation there was also given salvation in Jesus Christ and him alone. So God, we thank you today for your Son who has become our Savior. He is God, our perpetuator. God, he right now is the one who causes us to be justified. God, in our unrighteousness, in our undeservingness of your salvation, Jesus made it possible. So God, we acknowledge this today, that God, we must have the Son in order to have the Father, and we must have the Father to be saved. So now God, in that we say thank you, sir, for one more Sunday morning. As we put first things first, thank you, sir. God, not thanking you for what you have blessed us with materially before, we thank you for what you have given unto us spiritually. God, you have given us now rights that gives us right to a tree of eternal life. You have given us a name that even the angels in heaven cannot call. God, I thank you for the name that you've given me today. God, I thank you for the communication as well that you've granted unto me, whereby I can cry out now, Abba Father. So God, with boldness, God, with energy, excitement, and in expectation, I call on the holy name of Jesus. And I say, oh Lord, our God, now receive us unto you as we offer up this sacrifice in praise. God, we ask that every song that is sung, every note that is played on every instrument, God, the vocal capability that is given, the hands that are raised in this audience, God, we pray now that it is all given unto your glory. God, as we are decreasing in the presence of God right now, we sense the presence of your Holy Spirit coming upon my sister and my brother. Right now, God, I declare that situations are being handled by you and you alone. Questions are being answered. Problems are being solved simply because by the prayer of faith, God, we come through to heaven. We speak now those things that be not as though they were, but God, not out of our flesh, but by the capability of your Holy Spirit, we declare things now done according to your will. God, my sister right now is feeling the sense of encouragement, even in the aches and the pains of her body. My brother now is feeling the determination, even with the intimidation of this world. Somebody's feeling energized right now, not because of my voice, but by the power of your Spirit. Now, oh God, unto you who are able to keep us faultless and blameless before a finger-pointing world, we know that right now, by the blood of Jesus Christ, we are not only saved, but we are sanctified. We are filled with the Spirit of Christ. And for that, we lift up holy hands and we say, thank you, Lord. Thank you for one more Sunday morning. And now that I'm here, I'm not here to spectate. I'm not here to observe. I'm not here to point a finger, but now, God, I'm here because the psalmist declared them that everything that had breath should praise the Lord. So, God, I declare from this microphone, this is the day, oh Lord, this is the day that the Lord has made. We lift up holy hands. We will rejoice and be glad. Despite of our situations, in spite of all the things we're going through, thank God we made it for one more Sunday. Now, God, we praise you. You're so deserving. Bless, heal, and deliver. 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 In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Now everybody that have hands, lift your hands and shout hallelujah today. Now tell somebody, I'm blessed, I'm healed, and I'm delivered. Now let's go have traditional church. You ain't got to go in the aisle, but turn around right where you are. Just turn around right there. Just so the devil know that what he meant for bad, it's working to my good. I can look at every one of y'all and get excited about what God is doing in your life. I don't even right now need to think about what God is doing for me. I'm so excited about what he's doing for you. If God has been good to you, come on to me. Just see you wave your hand now. He's been good. Oh, shucks, y'all. Come on. He's been good. 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 Yeah. Bless you. Thank you so much, Jay. Hallelujah. Nobody, nobody. You all may be seated in the presence of God. God bless you. Thank you so much for just getting the body warmed up. Before you work out, I never do. They say warm up before you work out. It's like eat before you eat. No. And you should warm up. You should. But warming up is exercise, and I got to get through the exercise, so I'm going to let the warm-up be all-inclusive with the workout. But what we just did was just a warm-up for the workout. And where we get worked out is by the word of faith. Amen. That is the word that we preach, the gospel of Jesus Christ. Faith has been well-established on these last 2 weeks as we have discussed faith from various biblical perspectives. 1 week before, we were talking about testing before the next level, and then last week we made it to the next level. Amen. And we dissected faith down to its lowest common, and that is a very logos right here, the word that is in my mouth. Somebody say, in my mouth. That's where it is. Hallelujah. And there is no way that you can release God's word without releasing God, because he is his word and they are inseparable. Amen. Inseparable. Now, there may be something wrong with you, but there is nothing wrong with God. Amen. This is important, people, as we have our concepts of God and as we look at him. I want to make sure that all of those that are under my watch don't charge God foolishly. What did I just say? I didn't hear you. Don't charge God foolishly. Now, we always shifting the blame on who did what, but let me tell you what you don't want to do, and that's charge God foolishly. Amen? Foolishly simply means that just because you don't know doesn't mean it's something God hasn't done. All right? Now you keep that to yourself, because I don't want you to have to deal with the issue at hand and deal with that as well, having to deal with God. There are those that have been called in before God to have to be held to answer because of charging him foolishly. Job did a good job at it, making sure that through all of his calamities and having to deal with what he dealt with. Wasn't it interesting to find out, as I'm giving only the account from historians, how long Job's plight was? Do y'all remember how long it was? I gave you in a historical account, 8 months. 8 months. It took 8 months for him to go from everything to nothing. 8 months. It wasn't a one-day process. It was over a period of time that things just started to diminishing, disappearing, just no longer seeing. 8 months period. And that was long enough. If 9 months, and how many trimesters is 9 months? Help me, women. Three? Okay, so it took the time that it takes a fetus to form. It took him that long to get all the way back down to just nothing. Y'all catch what I said? It took him, it takes 9 months to get here. It took Job 8 months, which means that it was premature in him losing everything that he had. He had another month that wasn't even granted him before all he was doing was standing in the ashes. I hope you get that now. Took me 9 months to work to get here, but it took him 8 months to lose everything that he had accomplished in life. But he said, naked came I out of my mother's womb. Look at what he referenced. So I think it's okay that I reference that. He went back to the womb and said, I came in here with nothing. 9 months coming this way, 8 months going back. Whew. My God. Huh? But he says, I'm going to still bless the name of the Lord. So if Job can bless God with nothing, y'all sitting here today with all y'all got, your fine cars and your beautiful homes, children doing well, some sitting right here right now, you ought to be able to just right now. You ain't got to stand clap. I'm not trying to get you. I'm not cheering. I'm getting you ready. I want you to be ready for this word. If it took Job 8 months to lose it, God, now in a lifetime, what you give me. Hallelujah. Go ahead and thank him for the debt that you owe. You made it. He didn't do it. Thank him for the debt that you owe. Why would I thank him for the debt? He didn't make it. You made it. In everything, give thanks. Now, some of y'all behind that need to say, make me a better person. Because some of that debt is a mess. Amen, Don. Amen. You all ready for the word of God? And the word is ready to be declared. I thank God today for the man of God, the anointed one, the one that God have called to the gospel of Jesus Christ. And he is in the person of the minister Malcolm X. Smith. And that is for Xavier Smith. He is not only the man of God, he is not only the anointed one, but he is my uncle. He is the brother and the youngest brother of my mother-in-law, Sister Lena Patterson, who is here with us today. And my father-in-law, who is watching in the Church Without Walls, not the virtual church, Deacon William Patterson. Amen. And he gonna tell me after I get off, he is not a deacon. He's an overseer. But to my father-in-law, William Patterson, who's watching remotely today, he is their youngest brother. He is here today with his lovely and beautiful wife, which is my auntie, and I'm proud that she is my auntie. Hallelujah. She is here as well. God bless you. And I'm sure the spirit of their family is here with them as well. So without anything, Father, and without any delay, as you get your Bibles ready, electronically or the old-fashioned way, get them ready, get them out, prepare yourself to hear the preached word of God from this sacred desk, from the person of Minister Malcolm Smith. Receive him by saying amen, amen, and amen.
Earth.
Bless you, Mr. Smith.
His wife, Cassandra Hurth. The Nation Harvest Church. My wife for life. Family and friends. I say good morning to the church. As I sat in my seat and I thought about life, and I was thinking about some of the things that we go through in this life. And my testimony is this. And I believe that we all have this testimony. Because as I look at your faces this morning, I see it. And this testimony can be wrapped up in God is good. Can I get a witness? I believe that. I believe that. I believe that because I am a living witness. Having come through tough times, but yet God kept his hand on me. He's a sustaining God. When I was weak, when my strength failed me, my faith kept to help me. Because God kept me along the way. Yes, he did. Yes, he did. And to God be the glory for the great things he has done. And I stopped by Nation's Harvest this morning to tell you that he has done great things. Turn in your Bibles, please, with me to Hebrews chapter 11. Hebrews chapter 11. Begin our reading in verse number 11. Hebrews chapter 11. We'll begin our reading in verse number 11. And we'll conclude our reading in verse number 11. And the word of God reads, "It was by faith that even Sarah," hold on. Let me do that again. From the King James Version. I'll be reading from the King James Version. "Through faith, also Sarah herself received strength to conceive seed and was delivered of a child when she was past age, because she judged him faithful who had promised." And now I read it from the New Living Translation. The New Living Translation says, "It was by faith that even Sarah was able to have a child, though she was barren and was too old. She believed that God would keep his promise." Amen. Bow your heads with me as I pray. Eternal God, our Father, this is the day that you have made. Thank you, God, for allowing us to rejoice and be glad in it. For the earth is yours and the fullness thereof. The world and we, your created beings, who dwell in it. You are God and God all by yourself. For all the hatred in this land, we know that you, God, are love. Thank you, God, for loving us so that you sacrificed your son, Jesus the Christ, for the security of our salvation. Thank you, God, for allowing us to cast our cares upon you, knowing that you care for us. When we have to face adversity and chaos, thank you, God, for giving us peace that surpasses all understanding. With sadness all around this nation, Thank you, God, for giving us joy unspeakable. When it appears as though we've been defeated and the enemy has won, thank you, God, for allowing us to be more than conquerors in Christ Jesus. When sickness has our bodies down, thank you, God, for being our healer. For danger seen and unseen, thank you, God, for being our protector. Then, God, we thank you for continuously blessing your servant as he continues to preach and teach your word. We ask you now, God, to please forgive us our sin, for they are too numerous for us to count. But you tell us in your word, God, that your love covers a multitude of sin. And so, forgiving us of our sin, we say, thank you, God. We ask you now, God, as we stand to declare your word this morning, that you let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight. For God, you are my strength and you are my redeemer. We pray for marriages across the nation. We pray for unity of families everywhere, for our children, faculty, and staff to have a successful school year in spite of COVID-19 numbers rising, because we trusting in you, God. And for that, God, in the name that's above all names, we thank you. In Jesus the Christ's name we do pray. Amen. Through faith, even through faith, also Sarah herself received strength to conceive and was delivered of a child when she was past age, because she judged him faithful who had promised. Mm-hmm. And as we start this morning, it's only befitting that we're in Nation's Harvest. Let's talk about a harvest. Let's talk about a harvest. Everyone within the sound of my voice is depending on a harvest. All of us are depending on a harvest. We had a harvest last year, and we better have a harvest this year, because all of us are depending on a harvest. We're dependent on harvest time. And if there's going to be a harvest, there's four necessary things that has to be there in order for us to get a harvest. You got to have some soil for a harvest. You got to have some seed for a harvest. You got to have a sower for a harvest. And there's something else just as important. If you're going to have a harvest in the fall, you got to have springtime. And the great dread would be to have soil without seed. Or to have seed without a sower. Or to have soil and seed without a sower in springtime. Mm-hmm. All four must be present. Mm-hmm. Now, going back to our text, in Sarah's case, the soil had dried up. There was no seed. The sower was an old man, and she had passed springtime. So the possibility of a harvest is out of the question. How do you get a harvest when there is no soil, no seed, no sower, and no more springtime? Sarah was 90 years old. Mm-hmm. And two strange men came to her tent one evening, and they came with a strange story. They told Abraham that he was going to have a son. And then not only that, but they said, you're going to have a son by your wife. Abraham's 100 and Sarah's 90. And you got to understand why Abraham and Sarah got tickled. Yeah, you have to, because when you tell a 90-year-old woman and a 100-year-old man that they about to have a baby, it's laughing time. She's 90 and her husband is 100. She's told she's going to have a child, but she's been a barren woman all her life. She's been a barren woman all her life with no children. And here comes somebody telling her at 90 years old that she's going to become pregnant and give birth to a child. Yeah. Surely we can understand her laughing. Because one phrase in the text this morning says, when she was past age. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Now, I don't consider myself an old man. But there's some things I don't think of doing that I did at 18 or 20. I remember a time when my then girlfriend, now wife, we'd be hanging out on the park in South Anniston. And when it was time to go home, she would get on my back. Or she would even get on my shoulders. And I would carry her from the park up to her mother's house. That time has passed. And there are some things nobody has to tell us to stop doing. You just don't do them anymore. You just don't do them anymore. Because the time has passed. And when the time has passed, that season has gone. And not only has it gone, it ain't coming back. So you kind of learn to live in the time you're in. You younger people, you'll be surprised, you who haven't gotten here yet, but you'll adjust. Mm-hmm. You'll adjust real well. And I often wondered how I would feel being whatever I am, you know, whatever, because I'm not an old man, but I am an older man. But I've learned to adjust. You just wake up one morning and you fit right in that slot. You fit right in that slot. Nobody has to give you any age lessons. Time will tell you the morning you get up. That's over. And that's over. And that's over. And all of us here who's lived a while has a lot of things tucked away called over. Uh-huh. We go back sometime and reminisce. Yes, we do. It's fun to look at them, but wisdom says don't try to pull them out and fool with them because it's over. It's over. And Sarah is laughing because the man is talking about something that's over. Mm-hmm. And my first question this morning is, when is it over? When is it over? What is it? What is it? I stopped by to tell you that it is whatever constitutes the essence of my being and the hope of my future. I'm going to say that again. It is whatever constitutes the essence of my being and the hope of my future. Now, if I say today, it is over, it means I don't have an existence right now. And if I don't have an existence right now, I certainly have no hope of a future. Mm-hmm. Can what's binding me be loosened? Can what's binding me, what's got me, can it be loosened? If what's gotten me cannot be loosened, then we must conclude.
It's over. It's over.
I mean, if I'm in a position that I cannot, under any circumstances, get out of, it's over. This happened to Sarah when she was past age. Uh-huh. It's important that we understand what happened to Sarah happened after the verdict came in. Uh-huh. Yeah. The trial had already been held. Jury had been excused. They came back, brought in the verdict, and the verdict said, it's over. So if the verdict comes down from the Supreme Court, and there's no other court to appeal, then why should Sarah feel that her case would ever be reopened? You know why I preach? I preach because I still believe that things can happen. Mm-hmm. Things can happen when things can't happen. Uh-huh. That's the central core of the Christian church. We believe that things can happen because we see it in the Word of God. We believe that things can happen when things can't happen. That's why we get up On the Lord's Day, we prepare ourselves to be seen by the public, and we come together for worship because we believe that things can happen. When things can't happen, we never stop praying because we believe things can happen. Some of us may feel like I haven't done anything. I've had a rough life. I've struggled. I haven't done anything, and now I'm 40 or I'm 50. And when you get 40 and 50, you don't do nothing. But that's a lie. Because Sarah was 90. And Abraham was 100. And Sarah and Abraham will tell you that things can happen. My sermon, what I'm preaching this morning, is on the other side of impossibility. It's got to become impossible for it to happen for us to sing Amazing Grace. We can't get happy on this side of possibility, but what gets us happy is that it was impossible and then it became possible. And when you get a possibility from an impossibility, you got to know you didn't do it on your own. You've got to know you didn't do it on your own. Many of us here this morning come from the other side of impossibility. Whenever you get too proud of where you are, just stop and think of where he brought you from. It'll sort of cool you off. Just look back a few years. Look back a few years where God has picked you up from, and then you'll get a little humble. We haven't always had what we have and been able to do what we do. And when we look back, we ought to open our mouths wide and say, "Thank you, Jesus." Some of us have trouble waving our hands and saying, "Hallelujah, thank you, Jesus." But look back where God brought you from. It's all in a look. Look what he brought you through and what he brought you over. After the verdict was in, I made a complete mess of my life. God came on the other side, got me from the other side, and all I got in my mouth this morning is, "Thank you, Jesus." And that's why I preach, because I don't believe that a man can be so low that God can't get him up. When it's over is known only to him. And as long as you're breathing, baby, it ain't over. It ain't over. Do you believe that? I say, do you believe that? Well, I do too. I do too. A few years ago, my wife and I, our baby girl, decided that she was ready to move out on her own. I told her, I'm counting on something. I know you don't have it, everything together right now, but I'm going to push you. I'm going to push you because I believe that things can happen, even when things can't happen. It may not happen tomorrow, but I'm counting on it happening. And I believe I got a witness in here this morning that can say with me, some of us have children that get on our nerves. Come on, somebody. if we get honest, we can get help. You talk to them and they just won't do right, and they can't get it together, and after a while you just have to take that child and lay that child in the lap of God and go on to bed. And go on to bed. Keep praying for them because we believe that things can happen. I didn't say that it will happen. I said that it can. And beloved, I'm going to hold on to the can. Because when God turns things around, it's in his own time. Uh-huh. And as we get back to the text, we see this today that Sarah had a promise. Sarah had a promise. And if we got a promise, our hearts must be broken. Hear me now. If we got a promise, our hearts must be broken to believe not in the promise, but in the promiser. Mm-hmm. Is a promise any better than the person who made it? What I'm saying is, can you count on a promise from a liar? A known liar. A promise is no better than the one who promised. When we truly believe in the promiser, we can truly stand on the promise. Mm-hmm. The Bible says that she judged him faithful, who had promised. Which means that God was accused of being faithful. Has anyone here ever found him guilty? Has anyone ever found him guilty? Bishop told us earlier about accusing God. But I want to know this morning, has anyone ever found him guilty of being faithful? I found him guilty of being faithful of providing my every need. Uh-huh. Faithful in his promise. Oh, Lord. Faithful in his protection. Faithful in his provisions. His provisions includes his son who was born of a virgin. Lived 33 long years. And while here on earth, he turned water into wine. Yes. Didn't he do it? Yes. He gave sight to the blind. Yes. He's guilty of being faithful. Yes, yes, he is. He healed the sick. And he raised the dead. 5,000 souls he fed with 2 fish and 5 loaves of bread. Isn't he faithful? I know that he's faithful because the Bible declares that he was denied by Peter and he was betrayed by Judas. He was marched from judgment hall to judgment hall. He was mocked. He was spit on, and he was given wine to drink. He was pierced, in his side with nails in his hand and spikes in his feet. He was wounded for our transgressions. Oh Lord, he was bruised. I said he was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes, I said, with his stripes, we are healed. Adam's sin, it separated us from God. Didn't he do it? But the stripes of the second Adam, the stripes of the second Adam brought us back together with God. We are healed by the stripes of Jesus the Christ. He was hung high between two thieves. Darkness covered the earth from the sixth to the ninth hour, brought down from the cross and buried in a grave that had no holding power. The grave, I said, had no holding power, because Friday, he stayed there all night Friday, and he stayed there all night Saturday. But early, I said early, early Sunday morning, he got up from the grave. And because he got up, hallelujah, because he got up, we can get up. Yes, we can. So I stopped by this morning to tell you, beloved, be encouraged, be encouraged, be encouraged, beloved. Knowing that all things, I said all things, work together for the good of them who love the Lord and them who are called. Have you been called this morning? If you've been called by God, all things, the hard things, the hurtful things, the disappointing things, the things that you don't think you're going to make it through, all things, hallelujah, all things work together for the good of them who love the Lord. But it don't stop right there. It also says, to them who love the Lord and are called according to his purpose. What a mighty God we serve. What a mighty God we serve. As I take my seat, I just want to remind you, beloved, I don't care. The Bible says, let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Children acting crazy, so. Marriage on the rocks, so. Pain in my body, so. Didn't get the job I wanted, so. People talking about me behind my back, can I get a witness? So, let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Ain't he good? Yes, yes. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Things can happen even when things can't happen. Hold on to it. Hold on to it, beloved. God bless you. May God keep you.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Things can happen. Things can happen. Look to your neighbor, the person you're sitting next to, and say, right now, that thing that you said couldn't happen, it can happen. And I like the way that he said, I'm going to hold on to the can. It's because that's what, like, when he says that, he said, that's like what the Hebrew boys, when they were thrown in the fiery furnace, the Lord that we serve, he is able to deliver. Somebody say, he can. But here's what you don't hear them say, and he will.